Psalms week 6, Psalms celebrating redemption and salvation by the Lord. Day 6, He makes firm the bars of thy gates. Psalm 147, Hallelujah! For it is good to sing psalms to our God, for pleasant and comely is praise. Healing the broken in heart and binding up their griefs, counting the number of the stars, he calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of much power. His understanding is without number. Yehovah sustains the meek. He makes the wicked low, even to the earth. Who covers the heavens with thick clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains, who gives to the beast her bread, to the sons of the raven, which call. He delights not in the might of the horse. He is not well pleased in the thighs of the man. For he makes firm the bars of thy gates. He blesses thy sons in thy midst, making thy border peace. With the fat of the wheat he satisfies thee, sending out his saying upon earth, his word runs even in haste. Giving snow as wool, he scatters the hoarfrost as ashes, casting forth his ice as morsels. Before his cold, who can stand? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, the waters stream, telling his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. Hallelujah. The summary of the spiritual sense of this psalm, it says, a song by his church in praise of the Lord, who reforms by knowledges of truth, who reforms by knowledges of truth, healing the broken in heart and binding up their griefs, who alone is able to do this, who teaches truths to those who are in ignorance. He sustains the meek. He covers the heavens with thick clouds, makes the grass to grow, and gives to the beast their food. One's own intelligence is nothing, but that which is from the Lord is something. And that's the part about he delights not in the might of the horse, is not well pleased in the thighs of the man. Church will worship the Lord who protects her and teaches her the word. He makes firm the bars of thy gates. He blesses thy sons in thy midst, making thy border peace and satisfying thee with the fat of the wheat. And then it says, he sends out his word. So he teaches her by the word. The next part's, the Lord disperses ignorance by means of his word. This is casting his word as snow and ice and so forth, and then melting them. He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, the waters stream. And then last part, all this he does for his church, telling his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. So in explaining the words, he makes firm the bars of thy gates. As regards the signification of a gate, there are in general two gates with every man. The one opens toward hell and is opened to the evils and the falsities from hell. In this gate are infernal genii and spirits. The other gate opens toward heaven and is open to good and the truths from heaven. In this gate are angels. There is thus a gate which leads to hell and a gate which leads to heaven. The gate of hell is opened to those who are in evil and falsity, and only through chinks round about above does anything of the light from heaven enter, by means of which they are able to think and reason. But the gate of heaven is opened to those who are in good and the truth from it. For there are two ways which lead into man's rational mind, a higher or internal one, through which good and truth from the Lord enter, and a lower or external one, through which evil and falsity come up from hell. The rational mind itself is in the middle, and to it these ways tend. That mind, from the goods and truths which are in it, is compared in the word to a city, and is called a city. And because it is compared to a city and is called a city, gates are attributed to it, and it is often described as being besieged and stormed by enemies, that is, by evil genii and spirits, and as being defended by angels from the Lord, that is, by the Lord. When man is wholly natural or not regenerate, evils and falsities occupy the gate, or what is the same, evil genii and spirits flow into it with lusts of evil and persuasions of falsity. But when man becomes spiritual or is being regenerated, then the evils and falsities, or what is the same, the evil genii and spirits, are driven away from the gate or from the mind. Then goods and truths, or charity and faith, take their place. This takes place in particular with every man when he is being regenerated, and in like manner in the other life with those who come into the Lord's kingdom. And it also takes place in the general body or in the church, which is composed of many. Questions and comments. Number one. This psalm begins, "It is good to sing psalms to our God." Why is it good to read, study, recite, and sing the Psalms? Number two, healing the brokenhearted and binding up their griefs signifies the Lord reforming us by knowledges of truth. How does reformation heal our griefs? Number three, have you ever felt as though your mind was being besieged by evil spirits? What can we do at such a time? Number four, this psalm speaks of the circle of the seasons, describing how the Lord disperses ignorance by means of the word. What do you think is the correspondence of winter turning to spring? Number five, what is one of your favorite psalms? The end.